Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Cliff Inico, our good buddy, longtime Brain Trust member, author of the eBay Business Answer Book, the eBay Marketing Bible, and the eBay Sellers Legal and Tax and Legal Answer Book. Cliff Inico is here. We're talking about advice for young entrepreneurs and how to help get these young people in the marketplace and in the current, in the 21st century reality. Right, Cliffy?
Yep, that's exactly right, man. Hey, tell me, you told me when you were a kid, you used to sell vegetables door to door.
I did a lot of stuff.
What were some of the lessons you
I shined shoes, I mowed yards, I shoveled sidewalks and driveways.
What was the greatest lesson you learned from doing that?
The thing that I remember the most was we had a garden. This was in Lake County, Indiana. A long time ago. And my dad and I had this garden, and I was just a little kid. And the deal he made with me is if I would help him with a garden, whatever mother was finished, she had all the vegetables she wanted, I could have the rest and I could sell them door to door.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the season, I would go by on the way back from the garden with the vegetables, I'd go by the fruit market, and whatever they were selling them for, I would be a little bit lower. And yeah. So I remember I brought the vegetables in. I had a wheelbarrow. It was bigger than me. I could barely carry it push it with all the stuff in it. But I remember arranging the corn in the middle and the tomatoes and the cucumbers and the peppers around the outside. And I had a nice display. So I'm pushing this wheelbarrow, knocking on the door. And ladies come to the door and they take the top of the corn and pull it back, right, like everybody does.
Yeah.
They didn't like it because there was a worm in the top of corn. Well, I would say, ma'am, every ear of corn has a worm in it. Well, that didn't make them happy, so I didn't sell as much corn as I thought I should have. So I finally
You got a consumer protection issue on your hands.
I know. Yeah. And so I finally figured out that the supermarkets had it right. So I'd cut the end of the corn off, get rid of the worm, and right. I sold out.
Yep. There you go. See, that's it. Now that's a great entrepreneurial lesson, right?
So here's based on what you've been telling us about these young
little... Let me close with another story, Jim, if I can.
Let me say this one thing.
Yeah.
If you're going to have your kids do something, have them sell a product, not a service.
Right. Exactly right.
I think that's better, don't you?
In the latest issue of my college alumni magazine, they had this big spread about an entering freshman who had invented a smartphone app as a sophomore in high school, sold it to some big company, and actually paid not only his college tuition, but his brother and sister's college tuition with the proceeds of that smartphone app. I mean, forget, kids, the future is technology. Forget the lawn service, too much liability there. Forget the door-to-door sales, not enough profit margin. Technology is the future. Play with those smartphones. Learn how those darn things work. Come up with a killer app, and you will make you will not only succeed without having to worry about legal liability, but you'll also make much money that you probably wouldn't even have to go to college.
But that's a great story. There's a real possibility, but that's like a one in a million kind of a story. You still got the average kid out there who just needs to make a couple of bucks.
True. And with that, I will tell you what I did when I was a kid. See, I was ahead of my time. See, I anticipated the information age is what I did when I was a kid. When I was in the third grade, I went around to some of my neighbors who had kids, and I would knock on their door, and I would offer to give them advice on how to communicate with their kids. I offered to give them sort of consulting advice, and I wanted to charge by the hour, too, which was kind of funny. Of course, my parents were mortified when they found out that I was going around doing this. But I'll tell you, in a way, it kind of set me on the path that I am still following today at the ripe old age of 60. Mm-hmm. So there you go. So I got into the whole consulting information age knowledge worker thing at a very precocious age. That's it. Now give advice because no one will ever sue you for that. But also to get into technology, there are so many different niches with technology.
Well, I don't think we have to tell the kids to do that these days, do we?
I don't think we do. But we do need to get the kids into the attitude that You're going to have to make your living someday. That this is not, you know, there aren't going to be people that are going to take care of you, you know, for the rest of your life.
But
you know,
but also with all the technology though, people still need stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that's true.
So somebody's got to make, deliver, and clean up the stuff. So
do a crafts item, arts and crafts. Put it up on Etsy.com. I love it.
Succeeding in your business.com.
Succeedingyourbusiness.com, Jim. Happy Thanksgiving to you,
you
and
too,
all your
Cliffy.
Listeners.
Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.